You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilkins bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon to Raising the Standard radio program. I am Pastor Gene's wife, Donna, and we are still having a real struggle, and please keep us in prayer. I got the Holy Ghost, amen. So I'm trusting in the Lord. So I'm just welcome everybody to Raising the Standard radio program that's been on this air for over 20 years, amen, here in Stuart, Florida. So we just know you're here to listen, to know what's going on. Pastor Gene is still in surgical ICU. Please, he needs lots and lots of prayer, and I know many of you are praying for him. And I thank the Lord for everyone who's praying for him. Pray for his to be encouraged, to stand and have the faith. And what it says over there in 2 Peter, you know, about the faith of God. Or 1 Peter, I believe it is. 1 Peter chapter 1. Maybe I'll read it later. But anyways, this is, we just want to lift up this radio broadcast, Raising the Standard. And we thank you, Lord, that we are on here to raise the standard, and the standard of your word. So I want to introduce, I have several people here with me. I have Coach Bishop with me, and I have Jonathan McLean, Pastor Jonathan McLean, and we have a wonderful lady with us, Dr. Bree Keaton, who's been to Stuart many, many years. She's been to Stuart many, many years. We have actually walked the streets of Stuart, and with her and her assistants, and we've actually staked the area. We staked the triangle downtown Stuart. We've walked many places, and she is a prayer warrior. She's a warrior who carries a big sword. And she's with us here this weekend in Martin County in this area. And she will be with us on Sunday as well at 2 p.m. So if you haven't ever heard her, I know you would be blessed to hear her and be amongst the prophet, the wonderful woman of God. And she's going to be speaking and sharing a little bit here. I just thank the Lord for what God has, how God has used us in this area. And pray that it will continue in Jesus' name as we trust in Him and walk in faith. I got to keep the faith. I got to believe that Jesus has the answers for my husband, and that he will live and not die in Jesus' name. Well, I want Tony says he has something to say. So, Brother Tony.
Well, good afternoon. I just was thinking about these past week or so, and the past couple of weeks, of some things that, you know, we all go through trials and we all go through uncertainties, and yet we can rest assured that when we stand on the Word of God and we stand in faith, we can trust Him and know that He will see us through whatever it is that we might be going through. I'm thinking about a couple of scriptures that have been on my mind for the last couple of weeks. I've been meditating on them. One is in Galatians 6. It says, "Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for we will reap a harvest if," that's a big word, "if we faint not.
Amen.
If we faint not. Another scripture that I've been thinking about meditating on, it comes from 2 Chronicles 20. It says, you shall not need to fight in the battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
And then lastly, the other scripture, we all know it so well, comes from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. It says, be strong, be steadfast, be strong. It tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And I'll tell you, folks, if you haven't been, if you've been going through some struggles, and I'm sure you have, and if you haven't, just hold on a minute, you will. But the battle is yours. It's already been won.
Amen.
The Lord has given you the victory. And if you put on the full armor of God, and if you stand, and if you walk in faith, you will see the victory of the Lord.
And I need to read that myself. I need to read what it says in Ephesians chapter 6 about putting on the full armor of God, because that is so important. But I just want to share this here out of 1 Peter. It says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And I think about the season we're in, the season of Purim, and you know, they fasted and they prayed, and but they did have to go out and they had to fight the battle. And of course, we know that our battle, we have a spiritual battle, amen. We have the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God, and that's our battle. Those are our weapons of our weapons of war. I'm just so blessed to have you all here, and I thank the Lord that you're all here with me and with Pastor Gene, even though he's not here. And I know he would even love to be able to be with Dr. Breed this weekend, but he's in ICU right now, and he's not going to be able to be at the meetings. But he loves the people so much, and he loves the church, and he loves the people in the church so much, and he misses everyone. And I know you've all called, and many of you have sent texts, and I know many and many people are praying, and I thank the Lord for every single prayer that's reached. And I know they reached heaven. There hasn't been a brass ceiling, because I know you guys are all sincere, and you love the Lord, and you love Jesus. And I want to introduce Dr. Bree Keaton, and she's going to mention about a song, and we're going to play one of her songs. She has an awesome CD, and I play it many times and listen to it. And we're not going to play the first one, but I'll tell you, it's about the the first song. I'm thinking about the
Stripes.
The healing song. Yes, amen.
Maybe we'll do that one later.
At the end, for healing. Oh, that would be good, Dr. Bree. Okay,
yes,
well, this.
Yes.
Dr. Bree?
Well, this song is called Who Do You Say That I Am? And I just want to say, the Lord is everything to us. He's our strong tower, our deliverer, our healer, our provider, and our everything. And I want to read this scripture before we do the song, because there's a scripture that, you know, Jesus said to his disciples, who do you say that I am?
Amen.
And see, that's the key to everything in this life.
Yes. Amen.
Who do you say Jesus is? Well, he's everything. He's the thing we need. He's all we need. He's the one thing we need. So here's a wonderful scripture. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Who comfort us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So before we start this is chapter 2 of Corinthians now. Thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, or in our Messiah, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Amen.
So with that, let's just do this song and just lift your eyes to the Lord. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, our Messiah, today, then I want you to open your heart to him as you hear this song, because I wrote this song shortly after I came to know him and ask him into my heart, and he saved my very soul. And as I was crying out to him, I remembered what it was like not to know him. and then the joy of knowing him. So go ahead. Here's Who Do You Say That I Am?
Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Son of God or the Son of Man? Wise man, a prophet, a fraud, the Lamb? Oh, who do you say that I am? I preached good news to the poor, gave the bruised liberty. I healed the brokenhearted and blind, and set the captives free. At the trial for my life, they asked if I was the Christ. I knew their hearts and I knew their plans, but I am who I said that I am. Say that I am Son of God or the Son of Man, wise man, a prophet, a fraud, the Lamb. Oh, who do you say that I am? At the trial for your life, can you say that you know the Christ? I know your heart and I know your plan, but who do you say that I am? I know your hearts and I know your plans, but who do you say that I am?
Song got national radio airplay for 3 years, and thousands of people came to Jesus because they had to think, well, who do I say Jesus is? You see, it's the most important question we could ever ask. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah. I'm just thankful to be here today, Donna, and we're going to keep Gene in prayer, your husband, Pastor Gene, until he gets up out of that bed and praises Jesus. If anybody knows him, it's him.
Amen. That's right.
He's loved the Lord a long time.
Yes.
In fact, he's just more passionate than just about anybody I know. And so his life is a real testament to the presence of God and the direction of God.
He loves the Word.
What a teacher.
Amen.
What a teacher he is.
He's an apostle, an apostolic teacher.
He's just a powerful apostolic teacher, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
With the glory of God just running right through him. You know what? The devil is represented right now. We're in the period of Purim. And Purim is when Queen Esther came before the king, who was her husband. And she pleaded for the life of her people. And we want to plead for the lives of those who don't know Jesus today.
Amen.
She risked everything, her life and all that she had. And she went on a 3-day total fast before she set herself before the king, because there was a wicked man that wanted to wipe her people out named Haman.
Boo.
And Haman is a type of the devil. The devil wants to wipe us all out. He doesn't want us to know Yeshua, Jesus. He doesn't want us to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord. He wants us dead in our sins. But I tell you, Jesus, Yeshua came, and he preached the gospel, and he went to the cross and died for our sins so that we might accept him. And he rose from the dead to save us all. And right now he's praying for us in heaven.
Amen.
And he's crying out for us so that Haman, the devil, would not come and set a wicked law against us, that we've broken a law. We did not accept Jesus. We did not repent of our sins. When we break those laws, we open ourselves up to judgment. But today, we can all say no to Haman, the devil, just like Esther did. And Esther fasted and prayed and put on her finest garments. And she went before the king on a certain day. And she came into his presence. You see, in that day, if you came before the king without him asking you to come, and he did not extend the golden scepter to her, she would have been struck dead right there. But you see, the king is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Lord God, King of the universe. And he is stretching forth the golden scepter to us right now, saying, come in to my presence, plead your case before me, and I will hear you and answer you this day. And whatever you ask in my name, I will grant you that prayer today.
Amen.
So today we come before you, Lord. You have extended Amen. The golden scepter to us through the body and the blood of our Savior who died for us. We are cleansed and we are accepted in you, accepted in the Beloved. And so we come before you, even in this time of Purim, the time of fasting and prayer and repentance and cleansing. We ask you to accept us now. Anybody out there, I'm just led to lead them in a sinner's prayer. Is that okay with
yes.
you? All right, so just pray this prayer with me right now, because this is the season and time of the year when we do come before the king and say, we repent of all our sins. Just pray this prayer with me right now if you're there. Even if you've prayed it before and you're backslidden and you're thinking in your heart, oh, God could never forgive me for all the terrible things I've done. Here I am to tell you this. Yes, he will forgive you. Yes, he will cleanse you.
Yes,
he will accept you.
Yes.
So just pray this. Just say, Lord, I repent of all my sins. Go ahead and just repeat that. Lord,
I repent of all my sins.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
Right now.
Right now.
Extend that golden scepter that is acceptance.
Extend that golden scepter that is extended.
To me.
To me.
And welcome me in.
Welcome me in.
Yes, I've sinned, Lord.
Yes, I've sinned, Lord.
I've missed you.
I've missed you.
I've backslidden. I've fallen down, but pick me up.
Pick me up.
Hold me in your arms.
Hold me in your arms.
Wash me clean in the blood of the Lamb.
Wash me clean in the blood of the
Lamb. I believe in you, Jesus, Yeshua.
I believe in you, Jesus, Yeshua.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
I believe you died for me.
I believe you died for me.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And that you rose from the dead for me.
That you rose from the dead.
Come in. Save me now.
Save me now.
You're praying for me from heaven now.
Praying for me from heaven.
And I thank you for those prayers.
Thank you because it's brought me to you.
Thank you for saving me today.
Thank you for forgiving me and cleansing me.
Amen.
Glory to God.
What a great time this is, because in the Bible there's a book called Esther, and she was a great queen, but she was a Jew.
Yes.
And Haman, the wicked man, built gallows to hang her uncle Mordecai, and all her people were to be killed.
Yes.
And Esther, her husband, the king, didn't know she was a Jew, or he never would have accepted that law, which Haman plotted and planned. So see, the devil has made plots and plans against you, but the Lord has made a better plan for you.
Amen.
The Lord has made a way for you today, and all he wants is for you to accept him and love him and say, I receive your forgiveness and your blessing, because he's going to let you right into his throne room, and he's going to embrace you and hear and listen to your plea. So what's that plea today? Some of you, you need a healing.
Amen.
Some of you need a deliverance. Some of you have been tormented and you need deliverance. Some of you are in a desperate financial state. And God has all the answers. He is your provider, your healer, your deliverer. Some of you are having trouble in your marriage. I'm seeing in the spirit right now, there are people, when you hear this broadcast, you are going to rejoice because the King of Kings is extending his hand of healing to you right now. And he wants you to get healing in your marriage, healing in your life, healing at your job. He wants you to have the provision and the deliverance that you need. And it's all available. Just come boldly into the throne of grace to get help in your time of need. Everybody has a need.
Amen.
Everybody has a need. And the good news is Queen Esther is just a type and shadow, and her husband, the king, is a type and shadow of us coming to the King of Kings, our God and our Savior.
That's right.
It's all a type and shadow, and we can do it right now today.
Amen. Yeah. And you know, as you were sharing, I thought about the decrees that were written. And you know, when we come to Jesus, when we come to Yeshua, there's a new decree.
That's right.
And the old one is destroyed. And it could be a medical report. I'm thinking about all the things that have been written down about my husband and these medical reports, right? So those are things that have been written down on paper.
We could think of him as the righteous man Mordecai, who was the uncle of Esther. And he, you know, things were written against Mordecai.
Yes.
All those people.
What happened? And Mordecai was persistent. He never left the palace, and you know, it wasn't just a few days, it was years. He laid there and he cried out in sackcloth and ashes, and he never bowed to Haman one second. He totally stood his ground, and he stood for Esther, and he told her to hide her name. She didn't reveal her real name,
which was Hadassah.
Hadassah, that's right, until the proper time, until the banquet. You know, there had to be two banquets.
That's
and the pastor
right.
Gene talks about why there had to be a second one, and we don't need it, but there had to be two. And she invited the enemy in.
That's right.
Wicked Haman. She invited him in, and she exposed him. And so when we come to Jesus, we're exposing the devil. We're
That's
exposing
right.
the works of the enemy, and we're tearing that decree up. We're burning that decree, and you know, and everything that has been spoken against my husband, even. You know, even people speak against him because of us reading the King James Bible. And I'm speaking to somebody that's listening right now, and I break every single lie that's been spoken against my husband. I break it because he is a man of God, and he loves the Lord Jesus with all of his heart, and he loves the Lord. And so I break these decrees, and I thank you for this time of Purim, then, that God has sent you here for this time, because I think it's a set time. There's always a set time and a set seasons for things. And you know, even though we go through the battle, but we know that we have won the battle. We have won the battle, and we can write a new decree. They were given the right to write a new decree to go to battle, and even to go to battle a second day to fight. And you know, all the people came together, and they all had the weapons. Well, they actually had weapons of war, and they went through all of Persia. You know, they had signs up all over Persia. You know, kill the Jews.
On a certain day,
it was appointed.
But look what Esther said. Mordecai came to her and said, "Come on, look what's been done. You've got to go before the king, your husband." And what does she say? "Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Amen.
And that's us today.
That's yes. it.
We're making our stand for such a time as this. Who knows that we live in dangerous and desperate times
right now.
Just a few miles from here, that Parkland slave.
Yes.
But you know what? We're going to make our stand for the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, and him crucified. And we're going to decree and declare that while Haman, the devil, is going about as a roaring lion,
yes.
seeking whom he like may
one.
Devour, and slaughtering the innocent, that was the plan of Haman, not the plan of our God. When you come into the kingdom, you can make your stand. Who knows, if you're listening right now, who knows? But what you were born into this world for this very moment,
yes.
for such a time as this, I tell you, I exhort you, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Speak to the mountain in your life and command it to be removed and cast. What is your mountain? Is it debt? Is it fear? Is it sickness? Is it a marriage? Is it a job? What is your mountain? Is it a child that's run away and given themselves to wickedness? We can call them back in.
Amen.
We can call them back in. All that the devil has stolen from us. So we can think of Haman. Yes, you're listening for a reason today. The Lord has a purpose for your life. You are precious. Amen. I just saw a woman, and she's just burst into tears right there. You are precious. And the Lord has great need of you. It isn't over. It's just beginning. Do not throw your life away. Do not give up and lay down. Your life is precious and God has a plan. Rise up, stand up where you are right now. Stop woe is me and stop the pity party and stop the fear. Say, I resist the spirit of fear. Flee from me and stand up and take authority over the enemy, Haman, the enemy, the devil, and say, I demand to be free.
Amen.
My life is worth something, and I can make my stand right now and accomplish something in this world. And one more thing, I want to get this in before I forget. You see, when she, Esther, Hadassah, called for that second banquet, she invited the wicked one in and she exposed him.
Amen.
At that banquet.
She did.
And the king had him slain on the very gallows he built to kill her and her uncle. The gallows Haman built, he was hung on and all his sons. So his wicked word was destroyed. And the king made a new law.
That's right.
And that day he couldn't revoke an existing law.
Right.
He made a new law that gave the Jews, and that could be anyone who's, you know, there's a curse against you. He made a new law that they could stand up and defend themselves. So right now, you stand up.
Amen.
You stand up and you fight using the word of God. And you speak the word of God over your circumstances. There shall no evil befall me, nor any plague come nigh my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways, and they shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my feet against a stone.
Pastor okay. Jonathan, Dr. Bree's giving some good preaching here, and we want to get your comments. But before so, I just want to be reminded also, John 10:10 says, the thief comes but to kill, to steal, and
right.
to destroy. But Jesus says, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And then one other verse, John 16:33, it says, take heart, for I have overcome the world. So Pastor Jonathan, give us your comments, if you would, please.
Amen. We have today been talking about Esther. Our nation, in many ways, is a nation that has been plagued and has been pursued and has been consumed. And we see the impact of darkness.
Yes.
But the power of God is so much greater.
Amen.
Than
Amen.
The power of darkness.
Amen.
And as Bree, you have mentioned many of the different areas that Satan attacks. And I was just thinking of our brother Gene.
Yes.
1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, think it not strange
yes.
concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing had happened to you. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers in Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. We're not shocked. We are brokenhearted when we see the attack of the enemy, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease. All of this is a result of sin. All of this can be attributed directly to the fall.
Yes.
And people will say, how can a loving God let this kind of stuff happen? Because a loving God gave us free will. And with our free will, we can choose to surrender obey, and follow, and receive the blessing. Or we can choose to rebel. And I hate that song. I hear it at funerals sometimes. You know, I did it my way. That is the danger.
That's
that is
not
the
a
danger.
Song for a funeral.
It is the world's perspective.
Yes.
You know, as if doing life our way is some kind of a great thing. Well, the problem with that is we reap what we have sown.
Absolutely.
So we have generation after generation after generation of rebellion. Thank God for the love that He showed us through Christ.
Amen.
And in Isaiah 53, surely He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered Him stricken by God, smitten by Him, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He did this for us.
Amen.
You know, you may look at your life today and say, there's no hope for my situation. Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is. You may look at your physical condition and say, doctors have given me no hope. Oh, there's hope. There's hope in Jesus because He has carried it. He has taken it. You may look at your marriage and say, it's dead. There's no hope. Oh, yes, there is, because at the cemetery was the greatest place of God's victory.
Amen.
When things are totally dead, when it appears as though we are beyond the burial, God has not lost the ability to bring back hope and restoration. And that's why today there's total hope for Gene as we speak life over him.
Yeah.
There's hope for everyone that's listening, for the families that suffered this tragedy. And of course, as you're listening to this today, again, yesterday there was a tragedy that took place on another campus today with a couple lives being lost. Satan came, Tony, you read this, to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
We know what is taking place. But God is sovereign, and we see the punishment that brought us peace was placed upon Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And by His stripes we are healed.
Amen.
And so the healing of God is available to us regardless of our circumstance, to our nation today. For Esther, God raised her up for the salvation of
A nation.
That nation is strong today. It
yes,
stands
it
today. Spiritually, it stands in the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It stands as a strong leader in every area of culture because God has sustained them. Someone once told me, they said, if you want to see proof that there is a living God, look at Israel.
Amen.
Because all of the odds have come against them throughout history. And yet God has blessed them, God has sustained them, and God will continue to bless them, God will continue to sustain them, because God watches over His word. And the next verse says, we all like sheep. We've all gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own ways. And the Lord has laid on Him, Yeshua, on Jesus,
the iniquity of us all.
This is the amazing thing. People talk about eternal life. The wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life. All of us have eternal life. All of us are going to live forever. The choice is, where will we spend eternity? And we get to choose, as you prayed, Bree, earlier, to surrender our lives to the Lordship of Christ. We're not talking about religion today. We're talking about a personal relationship that is powerful, that transforms our circumstances and our life and makes us to be a new creation in Christ.
Well, you know, Jonathan, when you were talking about that song, I Did It My Way, sadly, I can testify that for much of my life, I tried to do things my way. And it reminds me in Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that seems right unto man, but it ends in destruction. So you can try and do things your way, and when you think about it, the world has been doing things its way for so long without Jesus, and how's that working out for us? With all the things that you see going on in the world, everyone has a mind of its own and doing their own thing without the absence of God. How's that working out? How's that working out throughout the world?
Well, this is where I wish it was just the world that did things their way, but too many times, even in the church, we have been caught up with plans of men.
Yes, we have.
Programs of men, kingdom building of men, instead of recognizing that this really is about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
You're going from preaching to meddling, brother. Well, go on.
That you know, and we have just come through a season where Dr. Billy Graham,
yes,
just went to be with the Lord. And in looking at his life and some of the things that he talked about that just really struck me as being significant, when he was asked, are there any regrets in your life? You know, here's a man, 99 years old, that all of the listeners have heard of. I believe probably everyone has heard of this man.
Sure.
And when the question was asked, Billy Graham, do you have any regrets in your life? And as he looks over his life, he said, I have had many regrets. None of us do this perfectly in our journey. He said, I failed many times. I would do many things differently. For one thing, he says, I would speak less and study more, and I would spend more time with my family. When I look back over the schedule I kept 30 or 40 years ago, he said, I'm staggered by all the things we did and the engagements we kept. Sometimes we flitted from one part of the country to another, even from one continent to another, in the course of only a few days. Were all these engagements necessary? Was I discerning, as I might have been, about which ones to take, which ones to turn down? Billy Graham said, I doubt it. I doubt it. Every day I was absent from my family is gone forever, although much of that travel was necessary. And he said, I would spend more time in spiritual nurture, seeking to grow closer to God so I could become more like Christ. I would spend more time in prayer, not just for myself, but for others. I would spend more time studying the Bible, meditating on its truth, not only for sermons, but to simply apply its message to my life. Mm-hmm. It is far too easy for someone in my position to read the Bible only with an eye on a future sermon, overlooking the message that God has for me. And then listen to this. And I would give more attention to fellowship with other Christians,
wow,
who could teach me and encourage me and even rebuke me when necessary. That's why it is so awesome, Donna, that you have called us together in the way that we're together today.
Yes.
And Gene's a part of this.
Yes, he
is. It's breaking down walls. It's bringing down barriers. It is exposing the grace of God in our lives as the body of Christ. And this is the heart of God.
Amen.
And it's an awesome thing when we realize that God didn't give any one of us everything so that we could be bloated, puffed up, arrogant, full of pride. But God gave us a part. And then the body comes together, and we're powerful when we come together.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord is doing a new thing in our region in a greater way. And part of that is taking place today as we're sitting here.
Amen.
I'm blessed to be with you.
And you know, that's a prayer that, you know, Tony, that Pastor Gene has had for a long time, that the unity of the brothers and the pastors and the come together, what you just said, Jonathan. And it's strange how God uses situations to cause other things to happen, you know, that are good. Can anything good come out of this?
Absolutely. And last week, as I was just thinking and preparing as we were recording, I was looking at the seasons of revival in our nation. All of them have been birthed out of prayer. And sometimes it was, you know, a small group, sometimes it was a larger group. But God answers prayer, and there is a call to prayer. We've been talking for the last several weeks about March the 23rd, 7:30 in the morning, Indian River, at the restaurant that's out on US 1, Holiday Inn. And I believe we are totally packed now. We're going to have 70 pastors, spiritual leaders. We're going to pack the room out. In the future, we're going to have a larger venue. And I do have some that have called. We'll be getting back to you. But it's awesome to think that this past Sunday night, that over 700 gathered in Fort Pierce, mixed across the body of Christ. I was told that some of the community leaders said, we have never been exposed to such a powerful presence of the Holy Spirit in our life.
Praise
and
God.
This is the work of God. This gathering that God is calling us to. I believe down south, even where this tragedy's happened, people are beginning to pray together
yes.
about what God has to say and what God wants to do. And some of these seasons of need in our history as a nation has found our nation desperate. Desperate. Today we have a window of opportunity.
Yes, we
do. And I
do.
Believe in this window of opportunity. So many, Jonathan Kahn, so many are talking about this window of opportunity. This is a window to experience the breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I'm going to come back to that because, Donna, you kept speaking about it like a bulldozer, plowing down the barriers of the enemy, breaking the stranglehold of the strong man, giving us breakthrough and deliverance in your life. You may be listening today. You may be addicted, whether it's drugs, alcohol. There may be sexual addiction. There may be anger in your life, strongholds of the enemy. But God is greater than all of those things, and God Amen. Is coming to break those strongholds.
Amen.
Now is the season for that.
And the word the Lord gave me also for this season was that we have the working tool. And when they were building the wall, they had the working tool. They had the hammer. And I said, this is the year that everyone needs to have a hammer. You, every saint out there, you've got to have a hammer, and you have to have the sword of the Spirit. And you carry that sword with you, Dr. Bree, when you come. And so you have to have that hammer. And I'm trying to think of what that, the other word that I had, which doesn't come to my mind, that swings, that breaks open the whole thing. We're almost out of time.
Oh, yeah, 16 minutes.
16 minutes? Thank you, Lord.
God is a hammer.
God is a hammer, but I'm right. But what? There was that thing that swings. What's it called? What was it called, Pastor?
Pendulum?
It's like
battering ram.
Battering ram. That's what the Lord gave me, the battering ram. You know, Jesus is the battering ram. His arms were nailed to the battering ram. He carried that part of the cross, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He carried that with the blood dripping down even before he got to the cross. He carried that battering ram. His hands were nailed to that. And he's given each one of us a hammer in our hand, a hammer to do the work of the Lord, and also the sword. They had a working tool, and they also had the sword of the Spirit. They were ready to battle, weren't they? They were working on building, and we're building. We want to build the kingdom of God, and not the kingdom of men, but the kingdom of heaven. We got to call upon the kingdom of heaven to earth, right, Dr. Bree? You say that all the time. And, you know, when you've come here so many times, and we've gone out, and we put in stakes, and those stakes that you have that we put in have scriptures on them, and we've declared, and we haven't done it out loud. A lot of people didn't know about it, but we've walked the streets of
this city.
And you walk the streets, and you go down in the dangerous places.
That's right.
And you go to the Key West. You're called to go down there. Nobody pays you to go down there. Nope. And you pray and do warfare down there. You go to Africa, and you take care of the pygmies.
We go to the deepest, dangerous place on earth, the Congo. There are 12 armies fighting in there. 9 of them are rebel jihadists. 2 are Congolese armies that fight each other. And there's the UN. So 20,000 UN forces, more than anywhere else in the world. It's the single most dangerous place on earth, and people don't even know about that. And we go right in there. By the authority of the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and the Word of God in our hand and in our hearts and in our mouth. And we have led over 70,000 pygmies who live in the deep jungles to the Lord right in the midst of the storm. See, here's what I want to say today.
And you never knew there were that many pygmies there.
No, there's about 250,000 left after all the rebels have killed and eaten most of them. But we go right into the heart of this dangerous place. And we break through. You were talking about breakthrough 13. And we break through and lead people to the Lord in the midst of the storm. This is what everybody needs to hear today. There are things happening all around us in our nation. But God has given us a window. I said it a year ago, February, when I came, I told your congregation, He has given us a window. Not even a door. We have a window of opportunity, and it's because of the man who sits in our White House.
Yes.
He's a Christian. For the first time in a long time, we have a real Christian in there.
Praise God.
Who brought scriptures and preachers to the inauguration like has never been done in our nation. And I wanted to share something real quick with people about him, because I don't care if you like him or hate him. We love him in the Lord. And we pray for our leaders. So God gave us this reprieve. His great-grandfather, the Trumps are German, and his great-grandfather's name was Christian Christ. Hmm. And his father's name, Frederick Christ Trump. And his mother's name, his grandmother's name, was Marianne Smith, I believe, Smith. And his grandmother and his mother's name, Marianne Smith McLeod. And the Smiths and the McLeods were the ones that brought one of the greatest revivals on earth to a little island in Scotland called Lewis Island. It was called the Lewis Awakening. Hmm. And and his aunts, Peggy and Christine Smith, they were 82 and 84 years old, got on their knees and prayed. They prayed. Every night from 10 to 2, they prayed and prayed for months. And one day, Peggy, who was 82 and blind, lived in a little thatched hut on this little windblown fishing island. She got up, she said, "I've had a vision from God. All the young people are going to come into the island, and they're going to be saved and run into the churches." There were no young people in the churches at that time. And they got up and went to the elders of the Little Barvis Church. And they said, "We've had a vision from God. Would you pray with us?" And all the elders said yes, and they began to pray and pray and pray. And finally, one night, a high wind rose up on the island. The houses shook. Lightning struck. It began to pour rain. And all the young people who were in the dance halls and doing wickedly and getting drunk froze in place and screamed. And they ran out in the pouring rain, and they ran to the little church in Barvis and threw themselves on the altar. See, this is what I'm praying for America.
Amen.
This is it.
Yes.
And they cried out, "Save me, save me. I repent of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart." And thousands of people came and worshiped the Lord and couldn't even get in and worshiped him till dawn out in the rain. Mm. And the next day, 14 buses of people came to the Little Barvis Church, and revival broke out on this tiny island such as never been seen. And people fell down in the streets. They fell down in their fishing boats. They fell down in their houses. The glory of God hit that island, and everybody was saved and
Amen.
Came to Jesus, and it spread onto the mainland.
Glory.
You see, this is what I'm praying for America. We have the DNA sitting in our White House of the very people, the Smiths and McLeods, that led that mighty revival from 1949 to 1953.
Amen.
Now, there were four great awakenings in America. It began in 1730, and one of my relatives, Patrick Henry, led that. Whitfield came to his church, and Patrick Henry rose up, and he's the one that led us to have our breakthrough and our revolution, which brought the freedom of religion to our nation. It was Patrick Henry that did that. So right now, I'd like everybody to know that we have a chance right now to come into a new great awakening. We've had four.
Amen.
Let's have the fifth one.
Amen.
Right now, let's call people to Christ right now in our nation.
Yes.
And let's call them to be healed and rise and be all that God called them to be right
now. To
be
Esther's.
Right now, like Esther
And to
did.
Be Mordecai's.
Let's have many Patrick Henrys, many Paul Revere's, many Esther's arise.
Amen.
And let the enemies of the Lord be scattered right now. We have one sitting in our White House
yes.
that has the DNA for revival, and people don't even know it. Now, I want to introduce a song, Cue Up Stripes, for us. There's a special song God gave me a number of years ago, and well over 2 million people have been healed just listening to this song. You're going to hear 39 Whip Cracks. You see, they knew back in that day 40 stripes on the back could kill a man, so they did 40 less one, 39 stripes. Doctors have said there are 39 categories of disease in the world, and Jesus took a stripe on his back for every single one. If you're sick or you have a disease today, and this is for Jean too, just stretch your hand out. Listen, and you could hear a disease called out now, and the whip cracks and scriptures that could set you free. Release your faith right now to believe. Here comes this mighty song, and it's called Stripes. The Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Heart disease, lung disease, cholera, rheumatic disease, tuberculosis, strep throat, malaria, leprosy, digestive disorders, intestinal disorders, fibrocystic breast disease, childbearing difficulties, toxic shock syndrome, hepatitis, measles, chickenpox, bronchitis, emphysema, osteoporosis, Parkinson's disease, gallbladder disease, influenza, encephalitis, smallpox, dysentery, thrombosis, angina, mumps, hypoglycemia, diabetes, brain and neurological disorders, rabies, rubella, kidney and bladder disease, liver disease, pancreatic disease, lupus, bone and joint disease, plague, whooping cough, endometriosis, progeria, tumors, glandular disorders, Lyme disease, Crohn's disease, hypertension, parasites, viruses, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, mental illness, ulcers, Alzheimer's, blood disease, depression, PMS, malnutrition, pellagra, rickets, scurvy, back pain, bursitis, tetanus, phlebitis, bacterial disease, inflammations, genetic and birth defects, cystic fibrosis, migraines, burns, muscle and skin disease, gynecological disorders, gum disease, Hodgkin's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, colitis, epidemics, anemia, allergies, fever, headaches, SIDS, arthritis, psoriasis, leukemia, all curses, cancer, all infections, all addictions, all injuries, AIDS, sexually transmitted disease, pneumonia, cirrhosis, bacterial meningitis, muscular dystrophy, blindness and eye disease, poisoning, spider and serpent bites, and scorpion stings. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we were healed. Lord, I just thank you for all the people who were listening to that song. Let the Holy Spirit just touch your bodies, your soul, your spirit, your mind, will, emotions, imaginations, memory. Let the Lord heal you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. For by his stripes, you were healed. I just saw somebody that has a disc that's out, and God is, you're just going to hear a pop and you're going to feel a little bit of pain. God is just putting that spine right back where it belongs. I saw somebody else with an elbow. It's been chipped. It's been wounded and hurt. It's swollen. God is healing your elbow right now. Just stretch it out gently and you'll see. Turn your necks if you have a stiff neck. God is healing necks. I also saw somebody with a gynecological disorder. It's very severe and you're in a lot of pain and your kidneys hurt. God is healing that right now in Jesus' name. And there are many other things God is doing. I saw a throat that's inflamed. God's healing that throat right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for all you are and all that you have done for us in this world and in the next. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and we seal all those prayers in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Well, I just thank you, Dr. Bree, for being here with us in Martin County at this time in this Treasure Coast, because there's many treasures that God is pulling out of this Treasure Coast, and he's doing a great work here, and God has brought you here time and time again, and I know it's an appointed time that you're here at this time, and you will be with us on Sunday tomorrow. Yes. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If anybody
Sunday is 2 2 days away.
2 days, yeah. But this to Sunday, but they get this tomorrow, praise the Lord.
Oh, that's right.
You'll be with us tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And if you'd like to know, find out how to find the church, it's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And we're just blessed to be here. Glory to God. God is good. I just thank God.
He is so good.
He is so good. I thank you for the word. I thank you for the word of the Lord. And God has given us the power and authority to break these curses.
That's right.
To destroy the works of the enemy.
That's right. Jesus became a curse for us.
Yes.
And he has taken that for us. So we need to believe and receive all that yes. he did for us. If you feel that you are cursed, yes. just know this. Jesus came to
Amen.
Set you free.
Came to Amen. Set you free. And also, you know, they took Mordecai, all the people that are coming together, like Pastor Jonathan is talking about, and all of these ministers, that's number 7, 770. God's, 7 is a perfect number, of God's perfect number. What did they do with Mordecai? They took him through the streets, amen, and he had on the royal garments of the king, and he was raised to this place, a man who was willing to be humble and to cry out to the Lord. He was raised to a place, and I see my husband like that.
That's right.
Like a Mordecai.
That's right.
And he was raised to that place, and he didn't try to make himself a show of anything or know of anything, but you know what? God honored him.
Yes,
God honored
yes.
Mordecai because of his faithfulness, and because he was, faithfulness is a very important thing.
Yes, it is.
Faithfulness
yes, it
is so important.
Yes.
God looks for those that are faithful, amen, and that will stand and stand in the gap. You talk about standing in the gap.
All
because
the time.
A lot of people were afraid of that until you did that teaching. And you know, I'm not afraid to stand in the gap anymore because I
right.
know Jesus is right there in the gap with me. A lot of people out there praying, you're afraid because you think you're going to be attacked. Well, just know that Jesus is in the gap with us.
Well, we bind the spirit of retaliation
yes.
right now over everyone who's been listening and those in this room and over Gene, Apostle Gene, your husband, in the name of Jesus. We forbid it to operate.
Yes.
Harass, embarrass, intimidate, or any otherwise attack us or our family's home, property, ministry, health, finances, or any other way in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, thank you so much. We just bless you all out there today, and I know that you've learned a lot today, and so glory to God.
Well, just a reminder, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my
people
will humble themselves and cry out to the Lord, he will heal the land,
seek his face, repent.
So we're believing God to do such.
Amen. Glory to God.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.